The exciting deal is this. We've always known that younger women, they find it difficult to use these biomedical intervention, these prevention methods. So we know that especially women younger than 21 years, it's very, very difficult for them. So when we analyzed our results, when we now looked at women, we put them into two groups across all the sites. We said women under 21 and over 21. So when we did that, we could see that our ring reduced the risk of getting HIV in women above 21 years by 56%. So already the risk is more than half reduced. So that's quite exciting. We know that more mature women are able to use these products. And if they use them consistently and correctly, their risk was reduced by 56%. And the icing of the cake is the older the woman is, the better the risk reduction by the ring. When we did the further analysis for women who are above 25 years, the risk was even reduced by 61%.
What does it mean now, moving forward, for women, especially in Zimbabwe, Malawi, Uganda, and South Africa, following these findings that you have?
There's still going to be a lot of discussions with our sponsors, the National Institutes of Health, the Division of AIDS, the International Partnership for Microbicides, who manufactured this ring. So over the next 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, there are going to be discussions on the way forward. So this ASPIRE study and the RING study, which was a sister study, which we'll talk about if we have time, these were phase 3 studies. After phase 3 studies, we move on to what we call open label extension studies. This product has not yet been registered by our drug regulatory authorities, for example, Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe or the Medicines Control Council in South Africa. But already our funders are busy putting together what we call a dossier, just putting all the drug information into a document which will be presented to the regulatory authorities in terms of registering the drug. So there's still a bit of time-ish if at all it's rolled out. It won't be tomorrow. There's still several phases that need to be satisfied.